Hello, I hope you're doing great. I want to say that I'm working on a new Cup of Korean, which is a mini listening test for K-pop fans, and it's almost done. So by the time you're listening to this, it will be ready on my website. And if I give you a little bit of preview, one of the questions is like this. After listening to an award speech, pick one that the idol didn't give thanks to. Hope you have fun with the test. For more information, visit thelegitkorean.com. Now, back to the podcast. Hello, brave Korean learners. My name is Ari Lee. I'm your host of The Legit Korean, where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. Now it's May 2021, and can you believe it's been over a year, since the pandemic has started? Time really flies. It's crazy. Now the world is getting vaccinated, and I can see that people are slowly starting to have a normal life. So these days, I'm really full of hopes. I feel like we are seeing the light at the end of this dark tunnel. So everyone, fighting! And on today's episode, you will hear about why there are so many corruption K-dramas. And after that, you will learn some legit Korean expressions about relationships. Before starting today's episode, let's review what we learned last week. So last week, we learned some basic hospital sentences between a doctor and a patient. And like always, I give you speaking assignments to record your voice speaking the sentences you learn on the episode and send your voice message to me on Instagram. And thankfully, I got some messages. Here they are.
안녕하세요. 저는 루비예요. 어디가 안 좋으세요? 등이 좀 아파요. 계속 앉으니까.
안녕하세요. 저는 샹테언니라. 어디가 안 좋으세요? 팔이 아파요. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 리세예요. 어디가 안 좋으세요? 아이고, 머리가 아파요. 저는 종종 변두덩이 있어요. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Ruby, Chantel, and Lisa, for sending me your beautiful Korean voices. I was very impressed because they all used their own sentences. So the sentences we learned last week were 어디가 안 좋으세요? Meaning, where do you find uncomfortable? And 머리가 아파요, meaning I have a headache. But Ruby said her back hurts because she sits all the time. And Chantel said her arm hurts. And Lisa said she often has migraines. The more you speak your own sentences, the faster you will be a good Korean speaker. So speak your own sentences, be brave, and let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea? In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. And today, I want to talk about why there are so many corruption K-dramas. I think you'll find this interesting if you are a K-drama fan. Actually, I don't know how to call these kind of series, so I just call them corruption K-dramas. But what I mean is the series that are about corruption. For example, Stranger, which is available on Netflix, or Taxi Driver, that is going on right now. It's an ongoing drama. And Vincenzo, which just ended the last weekend. So if you've been watching K-dramas, you must have noticed that there are a lot of corruption dramas. And they are about many different kinds of corruptions, like corruption in judiciary system or conglomerates like Jaebol or even schools. And the reason why there are so many these kinds of dramas are very simple, is that it's the reality of my country. For example, about Vincenzo, which just ended achieving the 6th highest rating in the broadcasting network's history. The series is a dark comedy series, and it's about a lawyer, you know, a Korean-Italian mafia lawyer, and his name is Vincenzo, and he gives a conglomerate in South Korea a taste of its own medicine with a side of justice. You know, according to Netflix description. The series is available on Netflix, by the way. And I highly recommend the series if you want to see the real dark side of my country. A lot of Koreans, including myself, really loved the series because it was really realistic. I mean, I saw one comment on the internet saying that Vincenzo is not a drama, it's a documentary. And I agree with that. So if you watch Vincenzo, the funny thing is the hero character, you know, Vincenzo, is a mafia lawyer. And the villains are prosecutors, a big law firm, reporters, politicians. And lastly, the supervillain in the series is an heir of a conglomerate. So it's an upside down, you know, hero is a mafia and prosecutors are the villains. And about this kind of upside down character setting, the writer of Vincenzo said, in South Korea, there's a huge cartel, including a conglomerate, politicians, prosecutors, judges, and reporters. And they are the evil mafia in South Korea. And since in reality, they cannot be punished because, you know, the judges and prosecutors are part of the mafia. So in the drama, she wanted to show justice being done by an unlawful character, you know, a mafia lawyer. Just like the Vincenzo's title says, you know, the title says the evil should be punished by the evil. So now you might wonder how corrupted is South Korea? Or how come prosecutors and judges are corrupted? So it's kind of hard to explain, but let's say that a lot of prosecutors and judges are Republicans. In United States, like majority of them. So what if they do everything they can to stop Democratic Party from being the ruling party? So in order to do that, they use their power to investigate Democratic Party politicians on false charges. And what if the charges are false charges, so the prosecutors manipulate the evidence themselves? And what if reporters that are part of this cartel publish a ton of news that making people believe the false charges are true? And what if a conglomerate is the one that is funding these reporters? And what if the judges that are also a part of the cartel easily sent the falsely accused politicians to jail? And lastly, what if this kind of thing is really happening in South Korea? So this is why there are so many corruption K-dramas. Though it could be hard to believe. But the more hard to believe thing is that this is a good thing. I mean, the fact that there are so many corruption K-dramas. In the past, there weren't many corruption K-dramas. Actually, in old K-dramas, heir of conglomerates or reporters or prosecutors, they were all portrayed as good people, you know, good characters. And it's not because the past South Korea was less corrupted or not corrupted. It was because the past governments influenced the broadcasting networks not to make these kinds of dramas that shows the reality of the country. I think a lot of you know that the former South Korean president got impeached. And among her charges, there's this thing called blacklist. So it turned out that the former government blacklisted a lot of directors or actors, actresses that are not the government friendly. And when she was impeached, the blacklist got revealed. And do you know who got on the list? One of thousands of blacklisted people, there was Bong Joon-ho, the director of Parasite. So for many Koreans, watching him getting a lot of awards around the world last year was like watching justice that cannot be done in South Korean court being done, you know, in other countries. And now the past government is gone, so many networks and directors are freely making corruption K-dramas. So this is much, much better than the past. It's time to speak some legit Korean. And today, we are going to do something different. So before recording this podcast, I was researching, you know, for the sentences that I can let you know on this week's episode. But somehow I couldn't think of, you know, good sentences. So I ended up, you know, scrolling through internet over and over. And then about an hour left, you know, I mean, about an hour later, I ended up on BuzzFeed. And then I read some really, how can I say, really funny article. And the title is 15 Shocking Ways Married People Found Out Their Spouse Was Cheating. And I clicked the article and then I read it. And it was about this viral TikTok video in which a woman shared her, you know, story of her finding out her ex cheating on her. And this video blew up and there were a lot of comments on this video. So from now, I will read you some comments here. And while doing that, I will let you know some, you know, Korean words or expressions. So it means today you're gonna learn some Korean words or expressions about relationships that you cannot learn from textbooks. Okay, here we go. So a lot of comments shared their own story finding out their ex cheating on them. And one comment is written by the ID Mary Bell Garcia 355. And it says, "Mine started coming home super late after work and started ignoring my calls. 5 months passed and he came home with a mark on his neck. I said bye." So this is a sad story, but I think she moves on now. And we can learn some good Korean expressions here. So how do you say to ignore someone's call in Korean? It 전화를 씹다. Repeat after me. 전화를 씹다. So 전화 means call and 씹다 means to ignore. So to ignore someone's call is 전화를 씹다. And the funny thing here is that 씹다 actually literally means to chew. But when it's used with calls or text, it changes its meaning into to ignore. So to ignore someone's call is 전화를 씹다, and to ignore someone's text is 문자를 씹다. So repeat after me, 문자를 씹다. And I want to let you know one more 씹다 related word. So when you send your message to someone, you know, there are times your message has been read but ignored. I don't know how to say this in English, but I googled it and it looks like it's read and ignored. And read and ignored in Korean is 익씹. So repeat after me, 익씹. And if you look at this word character by character, 익 came from 읽다, meaning to read. And you know where 씹 came from, right? 씹 came from 씹다, meaning to ignore or to chew. So it's a combined word, you know. 익 from 읽다 and 씹 from 씹다. And combine it, it's 익씹. And you can say that this is a kind of slang, but I can't think of an alternative, you know. It's super, super popular, and I think all Koreans, you know, all young Koreans here use this word. And if you want to say my message has been read and ignored, you can say 익씹 당했어. Repeat after me. 익씹 당했어. And then let's move on to the second comment. So second comment is written by AMRI19754. And it says, my ex ghosted me for 2 weeks, came back saying he was teaching me a lesson. The door locks were changed. What a horrible story. But we can learn some good Korean expression here. So how do you say to ghost in Korean? It's 잠수 타다. Repeat after me. 잠수 타다. And actually 잠수 타다 literally means to go underwater. So in English, you say ghost, but in Korean, it's going underwater. Now you know how to say to ghost in Korean, you might be able to say the first part of this comment in Korean. So the first part of this comment was, my ex ghosted me for 2 weeks. And can you guess how to say this, this sentence in Korean? I will give you 3 seconds. Okay, so my ex ghosted me for 2 weeks in Korean is 내 전 남자친구는 2주 동안 잠수 탔어. So I assume the ex is ex-boyfriend. So my ex-boyfriend is 내 전 남자친구, and 2주 동안 means for 2 weeks, and 잠수 탔어 means ghosted me. Okay, that's it for today. We only read 2 comments, but we learned some good legit Korean. We learned 전화를 씹다, 문자를 씹다, 익씹, and lastly, 잠수 타다. So today I tried something new and I hope you didn't hate it. But I don't think I can, you know, keep doing this because I feel bad, you know, I feel like I used someone's sad story. Though the comments are on BuzzFeed article, so I think a lot of people in the world must have read it. I really, really hope they are now having a good and healthy relationship with someone they totally deserve. And I wish this for you, my listeners, as well. And about this week's speaking assignment, this could be challenging, but try making your own sentences using the expressions that we learned today. If you send me your voice message speaking the sentences, I will give you my feedback and it will be a good sentence making practice. So, do we have a deal? Okay, I will wait for... Oh, no. I will wait for your assignments. So, send me your voice to my Instagram account. My Instagram handle is legitkre and send it by Sunday. Then your voice message will be on the next week's episode. And lastly, please don't forget to visit thelegitkorean.com to get a new cup of Korean, which is a mini listening test for K-pop fans. It will be fun, I promise. So thank you for listening to my podcast. 팟캐스트 들어주셔서 감사하고요. See you next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕! Thank you.